Life is a fantasy, and football is life. So it's time to talk fantasy football with the host of That Fantasy Football Show, Chris Tubbs, right now on Straight Heat with Patrick Creighton.
All right, joining us right now on the BetUSI.com inside line, he's even got his own special intro. Look at that. Tubbsy! Chris Tubbs, host of That Fantasy Football Show, every Tuesday night following Straight Heat right here on SB Nation Radio. What's going on, buddy?
What's up?
Hey, man. So I guess let's start because there are a lot of wide receivers who are going to be MIA this weekend. One of them, actually a couple of them are guys that I have on teams in Geronimo Allison, in Will Fuller, Kiki Kuti, also questionable to play, although it looks like he's going to play. How many of these guys do you think are going to play? And of the guys who are, you know, like Davante Adams is supposed to practice tomorrow. Let's start with the Packers, man. Like, their whole receiving core is beat up right now.
Yeah, they are a complete mess in terms of wide receivers. Randall Cobb missed last week, wasn't even close. He's going to miss this week as well, and I think that's going to be a concern. Geronimo Allison, with that concussion, there were reports that he might try and give it a go during the week to practice, but he's been MIA. So I think you're looking at really Davante Adams as being maybe a guy that is going to go. And that Lions secondary isn't at all scary, but this is, if they were ever going to try and rely on the running game this week, I think you're going to see a lot of Aaron Jones this week for the Packers against the Lions.
So a lot of Aaron Jones. What are they going to do? So do you think that any of those receivers are going to play?
I don't think Cobb won't play. Allison won't play. I know Fuller's going to try and give it a go. I'd be more optimistic about Fuller than I would of Kiki Kuti. But the problem with the Texans is it's a Sunday night game. So if you've got other options, the questionable tag, we don't have the probable anymore. So with that questionable tag, PC, I would go ahead if you've got other options, other safer options, because the last thing you want to do is put somebody in and have them take a zero.
Yeah, those zeros are not friendly. Now,
they're not.
If you're looking for wide receiver help this week, who are some wide receivers that you might be targeting, whether they're a one-week flyer or somebody that might give you a little something going forward for a couple of weeks, who are some guys on your hit list that people could target if they need help at receiver?
I absolutely love Marquez Valdes-Scantling. He's a 6'4", 206-pound rookie for the Packers. Because Cobb's going to miss it. Allison's going to be out. If both of them sit, which I highly anticipate they do, all of a sudden he becomes the clear number two option against the Lions. And considering this, PC, he got 71% of the snaps, and he got three targets against the Bills. So if you're looking for just a 1 week add, or maybe just somebody that you might want to stash in a dynasty league, then he's definitely one guy I want to look at, because I absolutely love him. I know everybody's going crazy over Calvin Ridley, but look at Mohamed Sanu as well. You know, he was the number two wide receiver last year. You know, he's still there. He still went over 100 yards, 111 yards against the Cincinnati Bengals. And, you know, Ridley is going to get the attention, and that's good. But in that offense and the way that it's playing, you could do worse than Mohamed Sanu. And also, Tywan Taylor, the kid out of Tennessee, the second year player. You know, Delanie Walker's on injured reserve. Rashad Matthews is out. Corey Davis is the number one wide receiver, which makes Taylor the clear-cut number two.
Chris Tubbs, host of That Fantasy Football Show. Heard here 8 Eastern, 7 Central, every Tuesday night following Straight Heat with us on the hotline on the BetDSI.com inside line. Tubbsy, for people like me who are dealing with massive injuries to the tight end position, lost Greg Olsen, now lost Will Disley, where do we go to try to find help at the tight end position?
It's funny that you mentioned Disley, because I'm actually going with the guy that is going to fill that void, and that's Nick Vinette, because, hey, you got to throw the ball to somebody, right? I mean, if you're really taking a look at it, you need somebody that's going to fill in. And when you've got that injury, he's out with that torn patella tendon. So Vinette really is the only other option. And, you know, with Tyler Eifert being out as well, you could look at Croft, but I would look at Nick Vinette right now. He's the guy, and I know that they're on the bye, but the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, with O.J. Howard being out, Jameis Winston is coming back to be the starter. He loves Cameron Brate, so Cameron Brate is out there as well. I would definitely go ahead and take a look at him. And again, another guy like Ricky Seals-Jones from the Cardinals, I think he's got a chance for some nice upside if he can work out a little bit of a rapport with Josh Rosen.
All right, if you are looking for running back help, now usually that's not a good place to be, but there's a lot of backs who have been banged up. You know, Fournette's banged up, Lamar Miller's banged up. There have been a bunch of guys who have been banged up. Where do you go if you need help at running back this week?
Well, I think right now, one of the safest plays right now for me is going to be Alfred Blue against the Cowboys. You know, he had 12 rushes, 31 yards, and the week four, you know, went over the Colts last week, which was great. But one thing about that is he started to get some more touches. Lamar Miller got 15 touches and 12 for Alfred Blue. So if you're looking for somebody, you know, he's not going to give you a lot of upside, but at least he's going to get himself worked into the offense. If you're talking about Jacksonville, everybody's on that T.J. Yeldon bandwagon. But again, I like Corey Grant, because Corey Grant is going to get himself into the game plan. It's not going to all be about T.J. Yeldon. So at the end of the day, I do like Corey Grant. I think he's somebody that you can get out there as a discount, especially at this time. And you know, maybe even Frank Gore. I know a lot of people might be off of Miami because of the way that Adam Gase has been using his running backs. Kenyon Drake has been a massive disappointment so far. Frank Gore, right now, he was the guy that was running out the clock last week, and they were down big to New England. So those are a few guys that maybe out on the waiver wire.
All right, Tubbsy. You know, every week, you know, you get into matchups and see some guys are like, this guy is an absolute must start. And somebody else maybe is, hey, you know what? If you got a better option, maybe you want to sit this guy down this particular week. Is there anybody standing out that's glaring to you that you say, okay, this particular guy, he's a must start, not necessarily a guy that's, you know, first rounder, you know you're going to start them all the time, but somebody who, based on their matchup, is a must start, somebody who, based on their matchup, is a sit?
I think absolutely right now the guy that I'm starting in every league is Matt Breida, the running back for the San Francisco 49ers. This is one of the best matchups that you could possibly have. Yeah, the Cardinals are worse in the league against defending the run. I mean, Mike Davis came in out of nowhere and rushed for over 100 yards and 2 touchdowns. So think about what a guy like Matt Breida can do. He's averaging 7.5 yards per rush, and he played, I think it was a crazy like 64% of the snaps last week, which is just absolutely absurd to think about. 63% of the snaps as I'm looking at it. He's a guy that I absolutely love. One guy that I'm not as high on this week is, I'm not high on his, on one of the guys that's on the other side, and that's Larry Fitzgerald. We thought that a lot of Fitzgerald, because he doesn't have that explosiveness, well, he'd get the volume, he'd get the targets. He saw like 10 targets a game last year. Right now, he's only seen 22 in 4 games. So they're trying to figure out Josh Rosen. They're trying to get David Johnson going in the running game. That work in progress, it's just, they've only scored 37 points through 4 games. So right now, the only guy on that Arizona offense I'm starting is David Johnson. But if you've got a better option for Fitzgerald, I would go ahead and sit Larry. Plus, he's dealing with an injury.
You know, this week we've got, you know, maybe the best passing offense in the NFL in Kansas City, going up against the best defense in Jacksonville. Pat Mahomes started off the season absolutely on fire. Came a little bit back to earth last week, but not that much. Tyreek Hill, you know, their number one receiver, is going to go pretty much head-to-head with Jalen Ramsey. Are those guys must-starts? Do you think that they should temper their expectations this week? What do you expect from Mahomes and Tyreek Hill against the Jags this week?
I don't think there's a way that you can sit Mahomes and Tyreek Hill and Kareem Hunt, but I will say that you have to temper your expectations. And, yeah, you said he came back down to earth. Well, that was 304 yards and a touchdown in the win over the Broncos. He had that rushing touchdown as well. But, you know, the team, they kind of had to abandon the run a little bit when you're down by 10 with just over 12 minutes left. Those guys are definite must-starts. But I think this is going to be a game. It's going to be a game like Travis Kelce. I think that's really where the Chiefs are going to have to butter their bread. You know, we don't know if Sammy Watkins is going to play. And if he can't play, you know, Chris Conley's never been able to give you number two wide receiver value when he's been pushed into action for the Chiefs. So, you know, Pat Mahomes, he could end up very well end up outside the top 10 with fantasy numbers, but he's still somebody that you're going to start. And same with Tyreek Hill. You might be looking at, you know, maybe four or five catches for 60 yards, but that's, you know, against Jacksonville, those are the kind of numbers that everybody's going to put up.
All right, he's Chris Tubbs, host of That Fantasy Football Show every Tuesday night, 8 Eastern, 7 Central here on SB Nation Radio. Follow him on Twitter, at CM Tubbs. Tubbs, you always appreciate you taking a little time to join us and help people get their fantasy football information, get their lineups in, help them get their wins this weekend. Appreciate it, buddy.
You got it, PC. See you guys.
And happy anniversary to you and Mrs. Tubbsy.
Thank you. We'll catch you tomorrow, and we will let you care for our offspring while we go gallivant and cocktail around each town.
Sounds like a plan, brother. Enjoy.
All right, buddy.
See you. All right, Chris Tubbs, That Fantasy Football Show, our guest line sponsored by BetDSI.com. Use promo code NATION25. Get a $25 free wager today. Get all the plays, the inside line, BetDSI.com.